Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I cannot believe I asked you to provide a nickname, and everybody's in to provide
and
a nickname for the Browns defense.
I refuse because I said,
give a nickname.
Great nicknames are born, in my estimation, they are born organically.
God.
They kind of just emerge.
Yep.
Maybe the players are a part of it. Maybe there's a connection, an identity, something that happens.
Something that someone says in a press conference that
yeah.
Goes overboard and it just runs wild throughout the city. So like Dangerous did. Dangerous did. Something along those
dangerous
lines.
Came out of nowhere.
Era. This is almost like giving yourself a nickname, and you can't do that.
Like Sports Boy Tony.
That was Bull who came up with Dangerous. I think Bull was the guy who came up with Dangerous Daryl. Are you talking about Baker Mayfield?
I'm talking about Baker Mayfield.
I thought you were talking about Daryl.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Daryl. Daryl's dangerous, and Bull brought up Dangerous Daryl, and I thought it stuck. We're also getting plenty of reaction to Daryl's 33.3%. Thomas says, Daryl, just say I don't know. Not 33.3% when it comes to Gerald McCoy. Journalism.
All right, fine. Do you want to get these nicknames? Are we writing these down?
Daryl's giving a lot of bad answers. That answer sucked.
Are we going to provide these nicknames to the team and run it by them this week?
So we should. We should get a meeting with Jimmy Haslam himself going, we have a list of nicknames here for you.
All right,
let's go to the phones.
Here we go.
Andrew and Eastlake, good morning.
Hey, Ken, this is Andrew. I think we should go with a brownout.
Writing it down.
All right.
Brown. Oh, come on, Kenny.
Andrew, thank you.
Be nice.
That's kid's call. That is Kenny's call. Boy, they continue to do it.
They're still booing?
It's like a tea party town hall right there. Brandon.
Oh, wait, are we going to evaluate these?
Well, hold on.
Right,
Brandon, you're next up with the
I'm
fan.
I'm writing them down.
Did he steal
Good
yours?
Good morning, boys.
Hi, yes, go.
All right, before I give you my answer, though, I have a bone to pick with Anthony.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Anthony, did I hear you say that it does not take any athletic talent to play softball?
Which is even more embarrassing that I struck out in a softball game.
Here we go.
Well, I would just like to completely disagree with you, buddy. I'd like to put you out there and have somebody hit a screamer line drive or a grounder to you and tell me that it doesn't take athletic talent to field that stuff.
God, you're so friggin' tough,
you can do
Brandon.
It when you're drunk, it doesn't take the
Damn,
talent that
Brandon.
You think it does.
Oh, whatever, guys. All right, listen, I got
Matt Williams,
the brown hole.
I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, no,
you gotta,
probably
you
not.
You can't even
yeah.
put that one in there,
well,
Brandon.
I'm writing it down anyway.
So the most anybody got out of that guy was a vigorous defense of the game of softball.
Sometimes every sport needs somebody to stick up for.
Don't we have a softball Hall of Fame here?
We do, in Euclid.
We also have...
Are you serious?
Isn't that the same place as the Polk Hall of Fame?
Probably.
Is Euclid the home of two halls of fame?
The softball Hall of Fame.
You better stop.
Don't
over
laugh.
There.
Don't you dare laugh.
I played softball for like
Kenny,
4 or 5 years.
Kenny,
if I can do it, drunk, nonetheless.
You are not getting in the Hall of Fame.
No, of course not.
Get in the Hall of Fame. We get to Sean and Menor. Sean, you have a nickname.
Yeah, hey, guys. To go along the lines with what Daryl was going with, power in the front and speed in the back. And to compete with the steel curtain, we're going to have to go with the iron mullet.
The mullet. Okay.
I knew exactly where he was going.
I thought he was going to go to a place we had to dump.
Telegraph that one, but worse than Hogan's leg drop.
You guys are being nasty.
Iron mullet is not that bad.
It's awful.
Iron mullet. No, but you need some
iron
of the players to have mullets then.
It's not that bad.
You need the players to all go with a mullet. Can you imagine Myles Garrett tried to grow a mullet?
Drew says the Cleveland Crunch. What the hell, Drew?
Drew's we are going to run these
by. He also says the electric fence.
That's dumb, too.
Biggest loser, Koala Joe. Joe says the lakefront.
Awful.
Kevin says the junkyard dogs.
So stupid.
What's wrong with the junkyard dogs?
And Miss Prime says the dogs of war.
Dumb.
Big Dog 440 says the hounds of Sackerville. Oh,
another garbage. Try too hard.
I can't believe this. Oh, of course, we're getting Pound Town. All right, there we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Ugh, put them back in.
Big Jeff Big Shoes Steve. put them back in. Big Shoot Steamer, the on-paper Punishers.
Well, at least that one's accurate.
Bubba says the break wall.
Dumb.
James says hot dogs with relish and ballpark mustard.
Now that one I kind of like.
The anonymous twit says, no nickname for the Browns D, not yet, all caps, with several exclamation points.
Eating coming.
Back to the phones, Frank in Cleveland. Frank, hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Oh, God, hey, I already hate it.
I know.
Well, don't do that, Lyman. The dog pound of salt, man.
Dog pound of salt.
Are you just going to play it every time?
You're on the record.
Are you even going to listen to these?
Until I get a good one.
They keep coming in. Bruno, hot Bruno in Akron. You're next up on the fan. Go ahead.
There he is. How you doing, guys? Here it is. We're going to call it the Whoop the Hells. Team Whoop the Hell. We're going out there. Either we're going to beat them, or if we go out there and whoop the hell, we're going to beat the hell out of them.
Play the boo.
I am.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Guys, you realize everyone's going to get booed, so call in at your own risk.
He immediately had to start it. He said it, and he realized how bad it was, and so he immediately had to start explaining it. Mark in Florida, you're next up on the fan. Go ahead, Merrick.
I'm going with the dog rush.
You can hear the guy in the background heckling.
Give him a chance.
Thank you very much, Merrick.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance. Come on.
There's got to be someone that has a good one out there. If we're going to do this early.
The governor says Agent Orange, that one being the one. You watch.
Agent Orange?
The governor says Agent Orange. They will call it Agent Orange.
I don't know about that one.
How can the whole group be called that?
Well, you call the whole thing, well, Agent Orange.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Hey, didn't you ever see First Blood? That's what took Rambo's friend in the beginning.
Yeah, man. Where you been?
Yes,
Owen. He's telling us to wrap it up.
We're getting.
I want to call him the gutter breaks.
Cancel the segment. We'll call it that.
Kawhi says, good Lord, some of these names are awful. No, not some of these. All these names are awful. Oh, she wrote that. Yes, she did say all the names are awful.
Every single one of them. I think we could take one more.
Jeff says the four horsemen of the Wilkopolypse.
Ugh.
All right, let's get this one. Hello. Hi, Tim.
Yeah. Hello. How you doing?
Good. What is it?
Cleveland Steamers.
You got to hit it.
We were waiting for it.
We wanted to play silent game and we had to dump the guy. Well, I asked.
You kidding.
I asked you. I didn't ask them. I asked you, Anthony. And it's still full. All right. Give me 20 minutes and then we'll do more. We'll do more names, okay? Ugh. Just give me one segment without the nicknames. Or just keep calling, whichever one. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on the fan. Before we get back to the Browns, could you just explain to me how the movie Hostel was a comedy to you? You are creepy.
I think there is a lot of humor in that movie.
Yeah? Name a couple.
Eli Roth did that movie, and he also did Cabin Fever, which to me is also a comedy.
Because he was in it.
Those are comedies.
So was Cape Fear, right?
I kind of did laugh.
That's kind of funny.
Okay. All right.
He did proclaim about his knowledge of slapstick last week. So.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, there's no slapstick. This is different.
How is Hostel funny to you?
First of all, the first 45 minutes is nonstop comedy.
Hate to give you spoilers, by the way, but continue.
And then once the horror hits, it's so ridiculous. It's so crazy. Same thing in Cabin Fever. I dare you to say it's not a comedy.
Okay.
Horror can have comedy.
Oh, yeah. Look at Friday. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah.
Freddy was awesome.
There's a lot of things about the Halloween movies I'll laugh at, like that type of thing. The one where he's just driving down the highway and he's in his mask driving. I'm like, what do you do if you pass a guy who looks like that? What do you don't call the cops.
You don't honk at
it's
him.
It's just part of your normal day. What does he do when he's got
to... cut him off and then give him the finger. That's what you do.
what does he do when he's got to get groceries?
And he will literally cut you off.
Man's got to eat. I don't know what to do. I'm just saying. Okay, fine. 216-578-0092. Do you want to take more of these calls or do you want to hold off for a second?
Wait, we're getting more nicknames?
People are doing it on purpose. They're giving us bad nicknames for the Browns defense on purpose.
Do you think that's what's going on here?
Oh, no, that's exactly what's going on here. Yes. No, that's exactly what's going on. Yes. It's exactly what's going on. Tom Withers saying on Twitter right now, morning early, but no word yet from Gerald McCoy's camp or if OBJ is reported to the Browns. So we have people on the ground, folks.
Could it go down today?
The Associated Press.
Is Gerald McCoy going to be a Cleveland Brown by the end of today? And then what do we nickname the whole group? More importantly.
I don't know what. Not, well, if you add Gerald McCoy, you got to figure out a nickname for everybody.
The real McCoys. You people, know that's coming in.
Jeez.
There we are. There it is. There it is. You know what? Fine. David Akar. Dave, good morning.
Rapid fire. Here
go,
we go,
Dave. Dave, go.
Oh, hi there. I'm sorry. I fell asleep listening to what you were saying about the real McCoy.
So you're driving.
We.
I hope you're not.
Trust me. So did we.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. How about Rocks?
Beg pardon?
Cleveland Rocks defense.
Okay.
Believeland 4-6 John says the Rush Belt.
Chris in Painesville. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about the Dog Wardens?
How about no?
I'm thinking of Shawshank Redemption when I'm thinking of the actual football
your
that the Browns are playing.
Your ass belongs to me. Come on. Nate and Parma, go ahead. Nate.
No confidence
hey,
right
up?
Now. No
hey,
confidence
Nate.
Being
Hi,
delivered.
How are you? Go ahead, Nate.
What's up, man? Hey, first I want to say Super Bowl, Super Browns, let's go.
Okay, all right. Go. Well, that's going right. to lube us up. So, go ahead.
All right. So I got two nicknames, man. Two.
Oh, two oh, for the price of one.
Two. Okay. Well,
hey,
let's
you
get
buy one,
the
you get one free. Who
and
could pass up that deal?
Back to back and belly to belly.
All right. So look, the first one, we're going to go with the Cleveland Brownbackers. All right. Kind of cheesy, but I think it will work. All right. So let's go with number two. This one is bringing in McCoy. So we're going to call it the Ferocious Front Four. Boom. There it is.
Too much alliteration. Syphilis. He said syphilis at the end.
I'm
sorry.
No, he hit the ejector
I didn't mean
set.
To run him over. I didn't know he was going to end it with syphilis and hang up on us. All right. I'm not taking any more calls.
But we have
hey,
so
you know
many
what?
Of
Brian
them.
In Twinsburg. Hello, Brian.
Two more.
Hey, guys. So this was on the Joe Thomas survey one. So
yeah.
It's not original, but I'm running with it.
Well, go ahead.
To bring from the depths of the garbage that we were.
Say it.
The factory of sackness.
I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not taking it anymore.
Two
you
more.
Can't say, no, this isn't Les Levine's bit. Okay, I'm not taking two
I'll
more.
I'll take three more.
You guys, okay, which one do you guys want to do? You guys want to do terrible nicknames for the Browns' new defense if Gerald McCoy comes here, or you want to talk about OBJ a little bit more? I'd rather do this, to be honest with you.
I want to do terrible nicknames All for right. the next, like,
do
3 weeks.
The,
oh,
do
my God.
Do you think the nicknames can possibly get worse?
Yes.
Yeah,
they've
course.
Been worse. Half of them we can't even fit the air.
All right.
I mean, are you new to the show? Have you heard
one,
these callers
You
before?
Put one up there on the board that I really wish we could say.
Oh,
man,
so
I really wish we could say because it's actually really, really good up there.
You know what? Well, let's take one more.
No, I want to. We got to complain about the Indians.
We got to.
Oh, great.
Okay? We got to get into serious conversation
do it
about a dead baseball
can
team.
Can we do it while they're yelling the names at us? Like, take the calls and
no.
we just have our conversation.
No.
And when they feel that they want to inject
No.
something, they
no.
can do it.
We're talking baseball. We're talking tribe.
Michael Dixon says the new Avengers.
We're talking baseball.
Okay.
We're talking tribe.
So obviously it wasn't a good weekend for the Indians. 3 out of 4, they lose to the White Sox. Tony in Cleveland, give me a nickname.
Are we doing nicknames for the tribe now?
Go ahead, Tony.
So I wanted to go off of the Avengers, but I was going to call them the Attackers.
All right, so the thing that happened again over the weekend, Carrasco loses, Bauer loses. You did get a good outing out of Plesac.
Now, what's Carrasco's contract? Could he be movable?
Well, yeah. I mean,
could you move him?
He's 32 years old.
He just re-upped? Oh, my goodness. He's 32?
Mm-hmm.
That's maybe a name we have to talk about. If we're going to do it, you might as well do it the whole way. Now, I understand what you brought up earlier, and that's a good point. I'll get to that right after Ted in Painesville. Ted, hello.
Yes. I think that they should be called the Hellhounds.
Ted, we're not talking that.
All right, so Tito said something on Friday, as we're talking tribe here. Tito said something on Friday that I thought would get the team riled up. He flat out said he didn't have the team ready to go. Let's go to Chuck in Novelty. He's next up on the fan.
I got a nickname for him. How about Brown Sugar? Because they're going to be sweet.
And the thing is, they didn't respond to how he wanted them to respond. And that was what was unfortunate to me. Now, again,
awful.
You know, there's going to be questions about, can Luplo play every single day? When will Bradley Zimmer get up there?
Do you want to give Jake Bowers a shot at 23? I know he's young, but I think he sucks.
He is struggling.
He's just not good. Anyway, I don't mean to say a guy sucks. Jeff in Brunswick, hello.
Brown noise make offenses, you know what, their pants.
You don't think Bowers, in any way, his value has gone down, do you?
I should back off it a little bit, because he is 23. If we're saying to play the pups, then play the pups. He's a kid. So I know I said I just go ahead and trade him to the Denny's on 150th for
you
all
I care.
You did
say that.
I'll take it back. I'll keep him. Bobby Bradley's got to come up. Has to come up, like, mm-hmm. what, tomorrow? I would say.
Today, right now.
I honestly want it to happen as soon as
possible. I want it to happen before McCoy gets up.
I know that Tristan McKenzie's battling injury, things like that, so you might want to wait a little bit. Obviously, Bradley Zimmer, you want him to be coming back from injury. There's a couple of different scenarios that you would want to play out there. Brian in a truck.
The Orange Crush.
Now, Ramirez back down to 208. Now, I thought there were some signs of life out of his bat.
He's down to 206. You messed that one up.
He's on a 206?
Yeah, he's down to 206. Matt Macedonia, hello.
How about the Wolf Pack, like W-O-O-O-F?
Just won't allow it.
The thing that's amazing is Frankie goes 3-for-4. He's the only guy hitting with a pulse. I just don't think he should be in leadoff. It makes no sense to me to have Frankie in leadoff right now. He's going up to the plate. He has nobody to bring home. He hit another leadoff home run. Michael in Cleveland joins us next on The Fan. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, how you doing? I was going to say the name for the Cleveland Browns could be the Brown Hounds.
You know, the thing
is, you brought up a great point earlier.
If Santana's not hitting home runs, what do they have? He's got 11. That leads the team right now.
But honestly, you brought up a great point. You hold on to guys. How many? You don't have to get rid of everybody, okay?
Not everybody.
You hold on to Francisco. I guess, do we see the end of it with Jose Ramirez? Do we see it?
No, I'm not giving up on Ramirez.
That's what I mean. Okay, I thought for a second you were like fine with trading Jose Ramirez. Let's see it out with Jose Ramirez.
It is about
hopefully
retooling.
He's going to be okay. But I would still say you want to bring up the young guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think the window's as slammed shut as what other people do.
No.
Because the division is bad. And, hey, the Twins are having a good year this year. Can you trust the Twins to have a good 2020?
We'll find that out in a second, Tom in Brunswick. Go ahead. How are you, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
I got a nickname for...
You don't say.
Yeah, we really weren't doing that today. We're trying to talk Indians baseball. So here's the question. When Mike Clevinger gets back in that rotation, Kenny, look, they're only two games out of the wild card. So I don't think you write them off, but I think it's a retooling. Get those younger guys out there. Bobby in Euclid next up on The Fan.
The lakefront.
And the thing is, if Clevinger can come in and perform instantly at the way that he did before he went down with the injury, then I think they could be okay and at least hang in there, but I'd still like to see guys like Bobby Bradley. I would love to see more of the young guys.
I would too. No, because what you do with him, you can have him DH a little bit. Mm-hmm. I need to have professional major league hits. Because right now you look like you're turning him into a four-way guy or a 4A guy. You don't need to do any of that stuff.
I know.
Bring him up, and if he strikes, I know, 16 home runs in the International League. If he strikes out here, so what? Because I'd like to give him a little bit of time and see what he can do against major league pitching. And I know it's a bad central, but he'll still get some season and he'll be okay. And I do mean this, above all. You're right. You can compete for a wild card or perhaps even the division if you give some of these guys some season.
The fact that they are only 15-14 at home, that to me is alarming. Todd, go ahead. Next up on The Fan. How are you, Todd? Todd, welcome to the program.
Good. The Dogs of War.
Now, six games this week, and you got three against Minnesota, and then you have three against the Yankees. This is the season. I mean, as much as Adam the Bull wants to write them off, What if they go 6-0?
What if they go 6-0? Do you have any better chance that they go 6-0 than anything else that happened in life? What's a better chance, you getting married or them going 6-0? Ask Jeremy and Lorraine.
Jeremy and Lorraine.
Hi, guys. What about the Cardiac Killers?
All right, can the Indians salvage the season over the next week? Six games. Three against Minnesota, first place. Three against the first place Yankees.
216-578-0092. We get your thoughts on that when we come back. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Liva, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.